Our invitation comes from a holy and a perfect God, a God who loves us and invites us to something wonderful when he says, "Follow me." Yes, it means leaving things behind. Yes, it means a different life and a full commitment as disciples. But it means something tremendous. When you look at Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they didn't hesitate. Why?
The following is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona, reaching out with Rock Solid Hope in Rim Country, January 21st, 2018. This message is based on Mark 1, verses 14 to 20.
I saw a video on YouTube the other day, and it was a compilation of marriage proposals. Evidently, those who were proposing wanted to present some grand recording and grand presentation of how they had proposed to their significant other. Only this video was rather hard to watch. Not because of the sappy, lengthy speeches as they're down on their knees making their proposal, but it was hard to watch because it was a compilation of rejected marriage proposals. So it was hard to watch as you saw him pop that question, and the response was hesitation, silence. And it was just painful to watch that awkward silence, as you just know from the look on her face, she's surprised, but she's more thinking, is he doing what I think he's doing? Yes, he is. He's proposing, isn't he? And instead of excitement, there's shock. And instead of yes and excitement, there's silence and no answer. And then it comes. Despite the cheering of the people in the crowds, she gets upset, she runs off, and he's left there speechless, dumbfounded, and alone. Happens. But do you think God ever feels this way? After our God cries out, "Join me, be with me, know my love and grow as my disciple." He cries out to his bride, the church, "Be with me forever and continue with me." And yet, isn't his call often met with hesitation? People who don't take up that call for discipleship or to grow in discipleship or to share his word. And yet, we see this morning, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, without hesitation, accepting Jesus' invitation, his call. Why is that? Well, we're going to see that this morning as we consider the word of our God from Mark chapter 1. You see, John the Baptist had been a man who was pretty much without hesitation. And without hesitating, he carried out his calling to preach God's word to the people. And he preached law and gospel, repentance and forgiveness in Christ. In fact, it was Jesus' first disciples were really disciples of John the Baptist to begin with. And when John did this, apparently he stirred up the waters. Not everybody liked to hear about their problem of sin, and among them was Herod the Tetrarch, son of Herod the Great. And when John cried out against Herod's adultery by taking on the wife of his brother Philip and divorcing his own wife, Herod put John in prison. Can you imagine how demoralizing that must have been for John's disciples, for James and John, as they saw John the Baptist just thrown into jail, God's messenger silenced? Imagine the response they had. Where do we see them? We see them pretty much going back to what they know how to do. They were fishermen. And so they go back to their nets, their boats, and their work. After all, why wouldn't they go back to their security of what they knew? The stable job that they had. The job that didn't potentially involve being thrown into prison and following John down that path. After all, when you think about it, who would want to follow John and go to jail? Well, there was Jesus. And it says in Mark chapter 1, after John was thrown in prison, Jesus began to preach the good news of God. And that good news is summarized the same message that John was proclaiming. Repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God is near. There is Jesus taking up what John had been doing. And along comes Jesus to find John's former disciples there in Galilee in their boats, and he invites them Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. That is, you're going to join me in this, Peter, Andrew, and later, John, James. You can see why, as they were working their secure jobs, even working with hired servants in a business that no doubt was supplying all their needs, why, when Jesus called them to follow John, who is in prison, they might have hesitated. But it's like this, isn't it, when people serve God, even still today. Those who are called to preach and to teach will face setbacks, will face difficulties, and will at times perhaps hesitate when it comes to fulfilling their calling. God calls still today full-time pastors and teachers, just as Jesus was calling those disciples to full-time, leaving behind their careers, full-time work in the ministry of the gospel. And you can imagine when people are called to full-time ministry today, some of the same concerns might come in their mind that the disciples might have felt. After all, what if God would call them to a place where maybe there isn't financial security? What does a pastor or teacher think when they're called to a mission congregation and they're not so sure it's going to survive or thrive? What might a worker in God's church think if they're saying, Lord, send me anywhere, as they do in our church body on assignment day, and they don't know where is or if it will even be with their family? You can understand why there might be some fear, some hesitation to carry out that calling. And yes, there are those who maybe aren't called into full-time ministry, but are still called. Consider your vocation. If God has made you a parent, God has called you not to just be a disciple, but to grow in discipleship and to disciple your children in the Word of God, to make them a disciple of Jesus. When you consider the work involved in that, and the responsibility and the commitment that it takes, do you sometimes maybe hesitate to carry that out, parents? I know how it is. Sometimes it's a long day, and at the end of the day, I haven't had time yet with my children in the Word. And it's easy to hesitate and say, do I make the time today? Or, as I mentioned earlier, children know it, right? When your mom and dad are saying, come, follow Jesus, there are things that cause them to hesitate, right, in their discipleship. Or you may not have the responsibility to directly disciple someone right now, but God has called you to be someone who follows him, someone who grows in faith as a disciple of Jesus. What do you do when the invitation is there and God says, follow me? That is, join that Bible study group. Be active continually in learning my word. And not just someone who's gone through general instruction, but someone who is a disciple for life. How do you respond when you think, well, it's going to take some of my time to commit to a Bible class, or it might take some of my time to dig into scriptures on a regular basis? Follow me. Jesus is saying to you and to all those who are called to serve. You know, later this morning we're going to have our voters meeting, and some will also be asked to serve in a part-time volunteer position, serving in God's church. If you're one of those, do you hesitate as you think, what am I committing to as I join this congregation and its mission to make disciples, as I'm elected to a leadership position at church? Or maybe someday God will ask you to serve as a teacher, part-time volunteer. Do you hesitate? When's the last time that God asked you to, invited you to grow in faith? And when's the last time you hesitated to join it? What concerns came up? What comforts were you thinking you might lose? But what happens when one hesitates to take up the invitation? Well, we saw what happened in that video. We heard what happened, right? You can imagine the crushing defeat, the relationship that was severed and broken because of the refusal to take that opportunity. But I'm guessing those women that rejected those proposals probably had a good reason. But our invitation comes from a holy and a perfect God, a God who loves us and invites us to something wonderful when he says, follow me. Yes, it means leaving things behind. Yes, it means a different life and a full commitment as disciples. But it means something tremendous. When you look at Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they didn't hesitate. Why? They had so much going for them and they had security. Why did they join Jesus? It was because of the power of the Word of God. Jesus was proclaiming good news of the kingdom of God. They knew that the one who was inviting them was speaking good news that their God loves them. And not just loves them because they're good people, but was preaching repentance and forgiveness. Good news. The message that Jesus shared was what moved their hearts to take up his call. What moves our hearts to take up his call and to be his disciples. They already knew Jesus, but now the call to grow in discipleship was something they were willing to take on because of his message. You already know Jesus, and it's his message that moves you to continue as his disciples and to grow and to follow him. That message is repent. Repentance is not just saying, I've done something that upset somebody. Repentance is not just saying, I've done bad like everybody else, but everybody else does it. No, repentance is admitting, I have done wrong, and I have done wrong against my God. Repentance is turning away from that sin and recognizing it has grieved the God who loves us. And it is saying, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. But repentance has another side. Jesus was preaching, repent and believe the good news. We follow our Lord because of the power of that message. Turning from sin, darkness, death, hell, the control of the devil, and turning to Christ and the good news of who he is. Believe the good news that your God loves you, that he's forgiven all of your sin, and that your God wants you, invites you to be his disciple, to join with him and know him and grow in faith. The disciples did not hesitate because of that powerful message. And they didn't hesitate because Jesus didn't hesitate to pick up his calling. Jesus, who when he knew what happened to John, and he knew John was going to be beheaded and later on killed because of what he preached, Jesus took up that calling. And Jesus, as he walked this earth, he said, I have come to fulfill my Father's will, and not for a moment hesitated to go forward with his calling. The Father sent him, and he carried out his calling, even to facing death. Herod the Tetrarch killed John the Baptist. Jesus would be killed at the hands of Pilate and the Sanhedrin. And they would see Jesus, not for a moment hesitating to go down that path, to carry out his calling as Savior, to bring us his good news. Jesus, dedicated in love for his people, won that forgiveness. Jesus, who later on, you can imagine the disciples when they went back to their fishing after Jesus had died, stood amazed as once again they're in their boats and Jesus, the one who died for them, is alive again. And he says once again, you will be my witnesses. Follow me. Be fishers of men. And he sends them out to share the good news of turning from sin to what Jesus has done by his death and life and resurrection, won forgiveness. Follow me, he says. You know, when Jesus invites us to follow him, let that power of the word, of the gospel, turning from sin to forgiveness, be what motivates you to grow in your discipleship. Let it be what motivates you to teach your children to say, follow Jesus, to know him, to serve on a church position, to be someone yourself who is growing as a disciple, without hesitation. Because when Jesus calls us, it's not like some fishing trip. No, this is Jesus like the leader who's gone out to fight our battle, saying, follow me, as he wins the victory himself, not hesitating, but winning that victory for us. And he says, follow me, as you bring others to know that message. And as we go about, we use that same powerful word, casting not nets, but casting the word of the gospel to bring disciples to know Jesus. To know him and follow him without hesitation. Amen.